The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Good afternoon. This is Kathy Briner with Community Issues and Missions. Today I have Teresa Amaturo here with us, and she is working with the Special Olympics. Teresa, what is your job title for Special Olympics?
I am the Central Competition Director for Special Olympics of Pennsylvania. I oversee the coordination of the state level events for all of Central PA.
And who does the Special Olympics serve?
Special Olympics Pennsylvania is the largest sports organization in Pennsylvania for people with intellectual disabilities. We serve approximately 20,000 athletes in 55 programs across Pennsylvania.
When you are speaking about intellectual disabilities, what type of disabilities are you speaking to?
We have athletes with Down syndrome, with autism. Anything that's considered an intellectual disability of the mind, those are the athletes that we serve.
That's wonderful. Where do they compete?
Our athletes compete across Pennsylvania, so each local program offers training and competition at their level, and then it spreads across the state through different levels of competition from there.
So does it work like the high school programs, as far as you compete at one level and then you go to the next level, or?
Sometimes it does. At our local level, the athletes can train and compete within their program. Some of those athletes then move on to our sectional events, and our sectional events happen throughout the state, and that's a little bit higher level of competition. And for some of those, we have qualifying events, and those qualifying events can then move on to our state level events. There are some sports that all athletes can come to our state level events, and there are others that, like basketball and bowling, that there are so many athletes across Pennsylvania that we have to have qualifiers where the top athletes who medal in certain sports are able then to move on to our state level events and compete at a higher level as well.
That's great. That's where I heard about Special Olympics when I was bowling. There was a lady that came up to me and talked to me about it. So you were talking about the events. Can you tell me what type of competitions are available for these athletes?
Yeah, so we train in a number of different sports. Once we have the sectional and the state events, we do have four large state events that happen across Pennsylvania. We have one in Villanova. That's our fall state level event. We have another winter games that happens in Seven Springs, which is our outdoor winter sports events. We have summer games in State College. That is all of the spring and summer sports. And we have a brand new event that's happening this year in York, Pennsylvania. That's our indoor winter games event. That's bringing four sports that used to be standalone or attached to another larger event. And we're bringing them all under one roof. So we're going to be having bowling, floor hockey, speed skating, and figure skating. That is a brand new event that's going to be happening close to local to here, but in York, Pennsylvania.
When is that event?
That event is March 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, that's great. And it's in the city of York? Is that where it is?
Yes. We'll actually be, the main hub for the event will be the York Expo Center. And then we'll be utilizing the Colony Park and Laser Alley bowling alleys, as well as the York Ice Arena for the figure skating and speed skating events.
That's great. How far have these athletes been able to travel with the Special Olympics Pennsylvania?
Well, outside of our local, state, and sectional level events, we have athletes who have been able to take part in both the USA and the World Games. So this past summer, we had 50 athletes who were able to travel to Seattle for the USA Games that took place in July. And this coming spring, we actually have 13 athletes and three coaches from Pennsylvania who will be traveling to Abu Dhabi for about 3 weeks to compete in the World Games.
Wow.
So it's a lot of exciting stuff happening for our athletes in Pennsylvania.
I am sure. That's terrific. Do you know what sports they are?
I know we have a volleyball team going to Abu Dhabi. I'm not 100% sure on what the other ones are, though, actually.
That's great. Is there a way we can follow that?
Yes, it will be on our website.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That's great.
There's a way that if you would like to follow that, information is on our website.
Oh, that's fantastic. How does someone become a volunteer for Special Olympics Pennsylvania?
That's a very good question. Volunteers are the main source of our events. We could not do them without our volunteers. The volunteers are the actual committees who plan and execute the events. They are the ones who arrive the day of and just make everything happen. So in order to become a volunteer, you would just need to visit our website. And on our website, there is a volunteer link at the top of the page. And just follow the directions. It's a two-step process. You put your personal information in. We ask you a couple of questions. And then from there, you can choose what event you would like to volunteer for. And within that event, you can choose what job you want. So if you are passionate about figure skating, you could go directly to the figure skating and you can volunteer for something in that realm. So we try to make it as easy as possible so that we could have as many people volunteer as we can get.
That's terrific. Are there people that follow you from event to event as volunteers?
Not event to event, but we do have our people who come back year after year for the same event. So we, for our bowling, for example, we have volunteers who come every year and they look forward to it. They know the date that it's happening. They know the time of year that it's happening and they're out looking for that information for that event. So because our events happen at different places in the state, it's hard to have the same volunteers follow from event to event. But our summer games, for example, that's in State College, those people come back year after year after year and volunteer usually in the same area. So they keep it consistent. They get to know the athletes that are in that area. They get to know the people running those venues. So it helps everyone. It makes it consistent. But we're always looking for new volunteers, for new fresh ideas to make it more exciting and passionate for our athletes.
Now, these venues, does the same venue have you every year, or do you have to find other venues?
Typically, it's the same one. We have some very long-standing partnerships. Our Fall Fest, for example, in Villanova, they just celebrated their 30th year at Villanova. This summer, we're celebrating 30 years at Penn State. So we try to make long-term relationships with the places that we are. And as we're coming to York this year, it is the very first event ever. We've never had an indoor winter games. So it's the first time that our athletes will be traveling to York. It's the first time we're going to be having this event. It's something that we're hoping to build a long-time partnership with York as well.
Well, that's terrific. That's very interesting to me. I'm hoping I'm available for that event. That's great. What exciting happenings are happening now with the Special Olympics?
Well, the biggest thing right now is, like I said, our indoor winter games. We're gearing up for that. We're getting everything ready to make that happen. So York is the place to be on March 2nd and 3rd. We are looking for volunteers in every capacity for that. So it's something that we really want to make a strong showing. We want our athletes to feel welcome in this part of the state. We want them to really enjoy themselves and really to have an experience that's new for them and that's exciting and that they're going to be excited to come back year after year to be a part of. Outside of that, it's also the 50th anniversary this year of Special Olympics, and we'll be celebrating our 50th Summer Games. So we're gearing up for that. And on social media, on our website, you'll see a lot of things just celebrating the 50th. We've been doing our best to make this organization grow and help our athletes and just make them really stand out in the community and really put forth the best effort for them.
Now, this all takes money. How do you support all this?
We do a lot of fundraising. So each of our events, there are fundraising things for that. There's a lot of donation. We have sponsors that help as well. So different events have different sponsorships. We have a group of people who are out soliciting donations and soliciting sponsorships across the state. So they work very hard so that we can all work very hard and so that we can make just the best experience for our athletes and make them the purpose for what we do.
How do you get the information to the students? How do you reach them, or do they come to you?
Our athletes?
Yes.
So each of our local programs within their area and their community, they reach out and they do that at the local program level. So by the time I work at the state level, so all of that hard work is done by our volunteers at the local program. And again, most of those are volunteers. They have full-time jobs. They have all of their own things that they're doing, and they put forth and set aside all of this time on their own to work within a management team at their local level. They recruit athletes. They train athletes. They some of them plan events. They prepare them. And they do all of that on their own time. So they really put their heart and soul into making sure that these athletes can have a really great experience.
So do the school districts at all help encourage these athletes? Or is there any connection with the schools?
Our schools, there's another program that we involve our schools in, but our athletes are anywhere from ages 8 to 80, so they're not all students.
Oh, I see.
We serve a very large population. We do have school programs with Unified Sports where we match students with and without intellectual disabilities and have them play together so that there's an understanding and they're a growth and a just experience that they can have together that they can take with them. So there's a lot of different levels to it, but intramural unified sports in the schools is something that we do as well.
That is terrific. You are covering most stages. What a good thing that is. It's you're reaching all these people that and giving them hope and giving them something to look forward to. That means a lot. That means a lot because this is the world we live in and we all need that hope. So I think this is a wonderful thing to be involved in. I'm very grateful for all of this. Teresa, will you please give us more information on how to reach you, your website, a phone number?
Absolutely. Our website is www.specialolympicspa.org, and a phone number for our office is 610-630-9450.
Teresa Amaturo, we are very grateful that you came in and spoke to us today. It's very interesting to me. There was a lot of things I learned, so I am sure there are a lot of things that other people who are listening to this program have learned about Special Olympics Pennsylvania. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
This is Kathy Briner saying goodbye.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.